Hello, the date is Wednesday, July the 14th, 2010, and welcome to Pagano Boo. My name is JL Pagano, and I'm a self-confessed social media addict. I have a blog at jlpagano.net. I'm on Twitter as @JL_Pagano, and you can also find me on Facebook. Today I want to talk about that bit in my opening blurb there where I say I'm a self-confessed social media addict. I was out with some friends there over the weekend and, had a good time sitting, chatting over a few drinks, whatever. And at one stage, the topic of social media came up, and it was a case where there was four of us at the table and I was the only one that really partakes in it. So the other three kind of ganged up on me saying, oh, you spend all your time doing that, blah, 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 which is fine. You know, I'm used to getting all that. But then one girl said something which interested me. She said, well, I have a Facebook page, but I never update it. I never go back to it. She said it with this sense of pride. And I guess the implication was that, you know, since she doesn't do it and should be proud, that the fact that I spend more time doing it, then I should be ashamed. And that's what kind of annoys me, is that in general, there are several misconceptions about these things we call social media. I'd like to focus mostly on Twitter, if I may. Because I'd say that's what I would spend most of my time using when it comes to social media. I remember once hearing an interview with Dublin comedian Sean Hughes, and he was asked about Twitter, and what he said was, he's like, well, I don't particularly want to know when someone's eating an orange. Now, that's funny. That is funny to an extent, but the thing is, that's only if you presume that that's what Twitter's about, that all that you see on Twitter is people talking about what they've just eaten. But if you actually understand the Twitter concept and what it is, you realize that if all someone does is talk about eating oranges, they're not going to have any followers, with the possible exceptions of people who supply oranges. And you're under pressure to produce content that people are going to be interested in. I mean, I have over 1,500 followers on Twitter, and I know that when I go to tweet something, it's going to be something that, you know, they wouldn't be following me if they didn't think that what I'm going to be producing is something they'd want to read. And if it's something they don't want to read and they start to get sick of it, they'll switch it off. And that's the essence of Twitter. And there's also a perception that people who use social media must spend all their time looking at a computer. Well, that's crap as well. If Twitter meant that you could only do it on a computer, well, I just wouldn't do it. It's the advent of the smartphones, my iPhone, which means that when I'm out and about, something comes up that provokes me to have a thought, basically, and I want to share it, I can get on my phone, press a few buttons, bish, bash, bosh, it's out there on Twitter. This notion that we spend all our time staring at a computer screen, updating, refreshing, it just doesn't happen. It's not how it works. And people can make jokes about it all they want, but that's not really how it is. Briefest description for Twitter is it's a recycle bin for your thoughts. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy, you know, sharing what I think with people when I get a chance. In fact, I have enough respect for people that are not interested in things that I'd be interested in. I actually have three separate Twitter accounts. Now, that's another thing people get wrong. They think, well, I've three accounts, therefore I must spend three times longer at Twittering than other people. But that's not the same. You can only send one tweet at a time. But because I like team sports of rugby and soccer, I Twitter under different accounts because I know that only certain people will be interested in that. If I did all my rugby tweets on my regular JL Pagano account, I'd have people switching off all the time. So I'm just saying that, you know, Twitter, it's called social media for a reason, because it's just a medium through which you communicate. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be sorry about, because basically your online persona is an extension of yourself, which is why I'm calling this rant, "You are what you tweet," because it's nothing to be ashamed of. That's all I've got to say. Okay, time's running out on me there. Talk to you again tomorrow, and take it easy.